Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
If your partner is not responding, then change. Say, neighbor, I believe you are the right place and at the right time, in the right church, serving the right God, and I know that is right. Jesus is all that you need to have all your needs met. Jesus, this morning, will meet every need in your life. In Jesus' name, I have prophesied over your life, and so shall it be. Amen. Come on, give him a resounding clap of praise. Amen and amen. So as we commit ourselves to thanksgiving and praise, we are expecting harmony in our lives. We are expecting completedness in our lives. All things must be completed. Only few people heard. Amen. God is bringing everything to divine completion. And God is going to realign us and prepare us for the crossover and also to take over our overflow. Hallelujah. So it is all about thanksgiving. I will bless the Lord. Significantly, when you read the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 18, we're not touching on that, because that is just by the way, you realize that Elijah had an encounter with the Baal prophets. In fact, there was a contention in the land as to who we should worship. This nation has become apostate. They have turned against Jehovah God, and they were doing their own thing. Now it came to pass that Elijah the prophet had to get in context with the Baal prophets and to let them know that it is important we serve Jehovah God and not any other God. Is somebody here? Now, when the contest was in session, it was basically about, if you believe that your God is the God we must worship, then that God must be able to bring fire from heaven. So the Baal prophets organized themselves, and then they started their chantings, and then all kinds of age. They chanted and cried and screamed and did everything from morning till evening, no show. No hurt. No show. Then Elijah also had to come and call on his God for fire to drop. Is somebody here with me? Now, among the secrets that release the fire on the altar after he has set the altar was the 12 stones that he raised as an altar. Elijah raised 12 stones, and 12 signifies agreement. Say agreement. Apart from the fact that it signified the 12 tribes of Israel, which God is committed to. Are you understanding me? But it also signifies the 12 completedness or agreement here on earth. And remember what Jesus said, that whatsoever ye shall bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall lose here on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That specifically is not about prayer. That scripture is not about prayer, but it's about an agreement. Whatsoever you agree here on earth, heaven will respond. So when you and I come into agreement and we pray concerning anything, heaven will respond. When there is disagreement, disintegration, heaven will also not respond. Are you with me? So it's not about whatever you bind. It is about open and close. Whatever you bind me, whatever you close, whatever you lose, whatever you open. So when it's open here on earth, heaven will also open it up. Are you understanding me? I know you'll be seated very soon, but I just want to lay some foundation. So the fire came upon the altar to consume the altar. When Elijah prayed. Why? Because there was an agreement here on earth. Now, that is one aspect of the figure 12. The other aspect of the figure 12 is the fact that the other day Moses, God had promised him concerning the promised land, and the people had to go. But then they needed a foretaste, they needed to know what exactly is on. So Moses had to send 12 spies. Say 12 spies. Go and then spy the land. Now 12 was supposed to mean perfect order of agreement, so that if they had all come, they would be in oneness of heart. But it ended up that when they came, 10 gave a bad report and 2 gave a good report. Now this month, anything that is spying your life, oh come on, anything that is spying on your life to give you a negative report, it is put asunder and destroyed. Praise God. Let me give you one last one. In the book of Acts, chapter number 1, remember that Jesus actually selected 12 disciples by virtue of the son of perdition. You know who the son of perdition is? Judas Iscariot. The Bible says that when he had betrayed his master, he went to hang himself headlong. He died. So in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, his place had to be filled. His place had to be all filled. Now come to think of it, if we are 12 and one is left, what is the need to fill don't think would have been a big deal. But that wouldn't have released the presence of the Holy Spirit had it not been the fact that they had to fill that vacant position. It was not for naught that Jesus had to select 12 disciples. Eventually one had to leave, but then he said that his place, Matthias, he said that his bishopric must be filled. You see, that position. So, and the qualification was the fact that they needed somebody who had been with Jesus right from the beginning. Are you understanding me? Now, after they did this, then in Acts chapter number 2, whilst they had gathered and they were praying and praising God, there came the sound of a rushing wind. The Holy Spirit fell upon all of them. Agreement is very important. Is somebody here with me? Which means that when they became one, in perfect government, 12, heaven responded. Are you understanding me? So this month, make sure you agree with everybody. Make sure you do what? You come into agreement with everybody. No, if you have issues with your wife, your husband, settle it. I'm talking about legitimate relationships. Amen. If you have issue with people, let it go. Because heaven will only respond when there is an agreement here on earth. Apart from the fact that you need to agree with others, agree in your own spirit. Agree in your own spirit in the sense that your spirit, your soul, and your body must be in line, must come into agreement. How many of you know that you are a tripartite being? You are three persons in one. You are a spirit. Say, I am a spirit. And you have a soul, and that soul lives in the body. Are you understanding me? And maybe time will not allow me to teach you, but you must come, your spirit must come in agreement with your soul. It must marry together with your body. All must be in sync. When you do that, anything is possible for you. That was just by the way. So I want to welcome you to the month of December. The month I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Is somebody here? I want you to lift up your hands briefly and say, Lord, I thank you for bringing me this far. I thank you for bringing me into the month of December, the last month of the year. Open your mouth. As I'm closing the decade, I thank you for bringing me for the past 10 years. Another decade is about to open unto me. I wish I have the right people. Come on. Thank God for your life. Resolobolobo Sharabala. Rashulabara. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him another shout and a clap as we take our seat. Amen. Someone is blessed. Now, your amen is still weak. Amen. I will bless the Lord. Tell somebody, I will bless the Lord. Psalm 103, verse number 1-3. Psalm 103, verse number 1-3. David said that, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who has forgiven all thine iniquities, and has healed thee all thine diseases. Who has delivered you from destruction, or redeemed you from destruction, and has crowned you with love and kindness and tender mercies. Who has satisfied you and renewed your strength in the days of your youth. Now praise or thanksgiving is something that we do with everything within us. Praise is what we do with everything within us. David said that, "I'll bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." All that is within me. So praise is not what we do with our mouth, but praise is what we do with everything within us. It is one of the things that are destined for every redeemed. One of the things that we are destined to do in the kingdom of God. Praise is not an option, but praise is that which is destined for every child of God to do. In Psalm 115, David again admonished us that the dead does not praise God. The dead does not praise God. The life of the redeemed is in his praise. The life of the redeemed is in his praise. The life of the child of God is in his praise. He said that, "Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. The dead praise not the Lord, neither anything that go down into silence." Therefore, in praise we move from deadness into life. In praise we move from fruitlessness to fruitfulness. We move from fruitlessness to fruitfulness. You come into the kingdom with everything in default. Everything that God has promised or has done for us, we come into the kingdom of God and we receive this as default, their defaults. It is the blessings of God, the promises of God are defaulted to every child of God. They are defaulted to every child of God. It is yours. Everything that Jesus has done is in default for the child of God. It's in default. That everything begins to manifest as a result of your continuous praise. Everything you have in this kingdom is in default. In default in a sense that it is there. You have it automatically. You are born into it. You don't have to work for it. It has already been done for you. But one of the ways by which we see the defaults manifested in our lives is through your praise. So number one, you must understand that praise is not that which we do with our lips, but it is something that must consume everything within us. Praise is what God has committed to everyone who is the redeemed. That redeemed must praise him with everything that is within. When you praise God, you move from deadness into life, from fruitlessness into fruitfulness. Praise is what caused the manifestation of every default blessing in your life. Praise is what caused the manifestation of the default inheritance into your life. Somebody is blessed. So when you continuously praise God, you see the manifestation of every blessing that God has promised you. Among the things to be done to see this redemptive package of blessing is your praise. Say, my praise. Hallelujah. So praise is what indeed moves you from one level of your life to another level. In walking and manifesting the blessings of God, you need to engage in your continuous word. Pray. Say, my continuous pray. Again, pray is what makes you heavenly. Drop it. Praise is what makes you heavenly. It makes you heavenly citizen. That makes it clearer. Praise is what makes you a heavenly citizen. We are the redeemed of the Lord, and by virtue of our redemption, Christ has positioned us far above principalities, far above powers, authorities, and all kinds of demons. We are seated high above all this. As a matter of fact, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And anybody who is seated in the heavenly praises. Is somebody here with me? So we come into the kingdom sitting together with God in the heavenly places. And the only thing that is done in heaven is praise. By redemption, we have been positioned with Christ in the heavenly places. So we are seated in heaven. Say, I am seated in heaven. You are physically here on earth, but where you are placed and seated in the realms of the spirit is in heaven above with Christ. No. And for everyone that is seated in heaven, heaven has a mark. And heaven has a trademark. Heaven has a responsibility. Heaven has what it does. So, as we are seated together with God or with Christ heavenly, the only thing that is done in heaven is praise. Praise God. I believe many of you are aware by now. We have angels in heaven who sing and shout praises unto our God 24 hours. All that they do is to sing praises. Praise God. So the question is, what is your proof that you are seated in heaven? The proof of your place in heaven is your praise you give. Anybody who praises God operates from heaven. Because in heaven, praise is what we do. Am I getting somebody into understanding me? Good. So without your praise, you can never manifest your heavenly authority. I want you to get this understanding and get them clear. Can I come back all over again? How many of you believe that by redemption, when I talk about redemption, by the fact that you are saved, though you are here on earth, but you don't belong here? How many of you agree with me? We are heavenly citizens. Heaven gave birth to us. And the scriptures has made us to understand. Maybe let's go into the scripture so that you understand me better. Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. The Bible says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and then the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Go on. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Praise God. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Your amen is weak. Now, verse 4 says, and God shall wipe away all what? Tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor what? Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Praise God. Now you can go on and go on and go on and go on. So in heaven, there are no tears. There are no sorrows. There are no pain. Why? Because all that pertains in heaven is praise. Angels rise up, and all that they do is that holy, holy, holy unto the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory, with his goodness. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Thy glory has covered the air. Holy, holy, all that they sing is holy. Come on, Lord God, oh, Almighty, early in the morning, early in the morning, my soul shall rise to thee. Come on, holy, holy, holy. Merciful and mighty God in three persons, God in three persons, oh blessed Trinity. You can imagine they sing this song all the time in heaven. That is what we do in heaven. And anybody who praises God, it is a proof that you are seated in heaven. So this month, as we commit ourselves to praise, we are working on a higher levels of heaven. Praise God. Because that is what heaven does. All that it does is to sing praises. So the mark of the citizen of heaven is your praise. Hallelujah. You can never manifest your command of authority in the spirit if you are not praising God. If you are not praising God. Is somebody here with me? It is your continuous praise that puts you in command of manifesting your authority in the spirit. Is somebody here with me? Say, this is my praise. So the second point I have laid to you, that praise is what proves your citizenship in heaven. Anybody whose praises it is an indication that you are heavenly. And you know, Jesus taught us to pray and said that when you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come as it is in heaven." So heaven is what enforces what the earth should do. Heaven is what releases unto the earth. It is actually a form of command and authority that is brought to bear on earth. The will of heaven is what makes the earth flourishes. The will of heaven is what put the earth in order. The will of heaven is what makes your life perfect, because that which pertains in heaven far exceeds what is on earth. So as you begin to praise God, you are commanding heaven to have effect on earth. Are you understanding me? You are saying that let the will of heaven be brought to bear on earth here. Somebody is blessed. Again, praise moves you from failure to success. Whenever any man praises God, God himself comes into the situation. Whenever a man prays God, God comes into the situation. And the appearance of God is what brings an end to man's crisis. Praise is what moves us from failure to success. Why? Because whenever you praise God, God himself comes into your situation. Now, at the appearance of God brings an end to man's crisis. Anytime God shows up, the situation must show up. And throughout this month, as we are committing ourselves to praise, God is showing up in your situation. I said, God is showing up in your situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. So praise that is done from within you or from your heart releases God into your situation. And I see God being released in your situation tonight. Hallelujah. The more one prays God, the more God takes over your battle. The more one praises God, the more God takes over your battle. Somebody's blessed. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse number 17, downwards, we want to read a little bit how the people committed themselves to praise, and God came down and took over their battle. Hallelujah. Now I say that ye shall not need to fight this battle, ye had no need to fight. The Lord is speaking to you. You have no need to fight. This is not your battle. Is there anybody who believes that you have some battle to fight? There are challenges in your life. There are some difficulties in your life. But the word of the Lord says you have no need to fight. No. Set yourself. Stand ye still. I will explain and underline the word stand ye still. I will come back again. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's continue. Verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. No, come to think of it, does that make sense? You are going to fight. The enemy, not one enemy, they were many nations that have come together to fight you. They are all over. They have surrounded you. It's not that you are preparing to go and face them all. They are there. They are there. Attacking. Invading. And yet, Jehoshaphat and the people saw the need. Let me tell you, I have always told you that faith does not make sense one bit. The moment or the day faith will make sense, it ceases to be faith. Push somebody and say, don't sleep here. Amen. Let's go on and see what the Lord did. I'm not preaching this. And the Levites, you know the Levites, the priesthood of the children of the Kohathites, and the children of Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice. See, your army is even troublesome. What are you reading there? Is it and they praise God with a low tone? You know, this is a situation that could have called for them to be sort of disintegrated within them, to be afraid or petrified. I mean, they'll be one, you know, to the extent that, Charlie, because nobody going for war, knowing that your strength is weak, and you have to face many multitude people, many nations are coming to attack you, and you have a need to organize praise and worship time. Wow! Praise God. There's a glorious understanding and secret that I want you to understand. Whenever you get at rest, God gets unrest. Yeah, can I explain? When you get at rest, God gets on rest. That means that the burden of responsibility moves from you to God. When you get on rest, God gets at rest. So the moment you become so anxious about the situation, you become conscious about your weakness and the fact that you cannot, and indeed you cannot, and you become conscious of your defeat. But the moment you allow God, it brings some form of rest within you, knowing that it is His responsibility to fight my battles. If you get at rest, God gets on rest. I wish somebody will hashtag me with this. Now update your status right now. Amen. So, but whenever you get on rest, God also gets rest. So which one would you go for? I would rather be at rest for God to be at rest. Because when I get on rest, I'm not able to solve the problem either. Are you with me? No. I'm not able to solve the problem. But then when I get God on rest, that is where the problems are solved. Beloved, there is nothing you can do to help your situation except God intervenes. Your amen is too weak for you. So they stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Say, a loud voice on high. This month, let there be a loud voice on high. Amen. May your praise resound higher. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Then the Bible says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. And go on. This is my people. No end, and you ask, you want me to say go on before you go. And when he had consulted the people, he did again. He did what? What does Sagas do? Charlie, we are going to fight. Oh, we are not going for what do you call it? What are we going to do? Yeah, bro. Master, are you serious at all? We are serious. The enemies have surrounded us. And singers, you didn't even appoint soldiers with spear and with shield. Those who can shoot, you appointed who? This guy may not be serious. You can imagine it could even be. I mean, right from the onset, naturally speaking, it's a defeated venture. Singers. This guy is not serious. And you know, singers too, they are not macho people. Their macho is in their voice. If you look at somebody like my brain, hoarding, physical hoarding, and cancer the Nibi. Praise God. They went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. That is all that they were saying. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, is anybody praise him? Praise the Lord. Oh, why have you changed it? We are singing the song. Because it's good. Oh, and His mercy shall end. Is there anybody who is fighting one battle or the other? Is there anybody who is faced with a challenge? Is there anybody that the enemy is coming after against you? Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, come on. If I were you, praise. Look at them. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, come on, come on.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise. It does not make sense. You are going for war. Come down. And all that they could do is to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For His mercies endured forever. They had no reason to say that, Lord, even help us in this battle. Rather, come me. They didn't say that, Lord, come and help us. And I believe that would have been our first prayer point. Many of us would have resorted to, we bind these enemies. In the name of Jesus, we speak the blood against you. Yet you chill them on. Yet you chill them on night. Yet you chill them on sun. Yes, you demon. Hey, yes, you demon. Yes, Moja. Yes, Moja. Yes, Moja. Die! I bind you. Hey! Is somebody here? Listen, hold it. I'm coming. There is time for those things. But the real weapon for your battle. No, I want to be now. Say, Radia, I'm a cool, quam, and what dimpen and pump pipe out bono. A honor or more what they want. A ya dumbi and other pompai. Look, the greatest battle is not won by weapon. make sense to anybody here. You are faced with a health challenge. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise. Oh, look at your attitude. We are going to bind, and I'll see how you do. You are faced with financial difficulty. Come on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The enemy is coming after you. Come on.
Praise the Lord.
You have certain troubles to deal with. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
Let all of us.
That is all that they did. Munyinayo. How do I have a church in here? can imagine you having a fight with somebody, and when the person expected you to come insulting him or her, the person was expecting you to come and attack her, then all of a sudden you started singing, "Yina." Hey! 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 Come on, watch the people right now. God doesn't come in. But when you leave the responsibility to him, he takes over. Is there anybody here? So, this is all that they were doing. This is where we had that song. So, they were just moving. You can imagine the choir leading. Praise the, and that is all that they were doing. They were moving forward. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They were going with their hands lifted. They were going. Come on. They were moving forward. You can imagine their voice. Shout. Praise the Lord. They were just moving. They said, "The battle is not mine. The battle is yours, Lord. Lord, take over my battle." Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody move forward with your praise. Come on. All that they are saying is that, Lord, take over my battle. This is not mine to fight. I cannot fight this battle. Take over. In words, they were not saying it, but in praise, they were saying it. Are you with me? Then 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. I thought you were celebrating Jesus on that. The same thing is what has just happened to you. The same thing is what has just happened to your enemy. The same thing is what has just taken place. The Lord set an ambushment. Do you know what an ambushment is? It means that they themselves were encamped by the Lord. So the enemy were now trapped inside, and there was no way of escape for them. Do you know what your praise can do? It brings God into the situation. God takes over your battle. If I were you, not only in this month, but I will make this my lifestyle. Some of you, you have prayed enough. In fact, if prayers were to be to measure prayer like money, like that, you have a lot of money now. You have a lot. But you realize that even when it came for us to sing right now, some of you find it difficult opening your mouth. But you see, I'm going to raise the prayer topic. No, do you understand? Okay, what you say? I come for now. I'ma come one boom now. I'ma buy best for the TIA. No, near ready. I ain't say. Or set the confusion. Ain't no one casa sorry TIA. I'm more before sorry TIA man see ya for. Ena omu ku omu. Tomu ye na omu akasa, mu abofo na akasa no. Efe kunku wo. Tu shau nia mu abunia. Ro ayi se Israel ni. What they want it. I pray for you today. By virtue of this understanding, those who have risen up against you will perish for your sake. They will all perish for your sake. As you lift up your praise, the enemy will destroy themselves. If you are here, shout hallelujah. I see God taking over right now. Then the Lord continued. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, you are going to look back after this month. In your year 2020, you are going to look back. And you are going to see the death of anyone who wanted you dead. Anything that rose up against you, that thing is going to die for your sake. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, anything that rose up against you, in the sickness that attacked your body, in the year 2020, you are going to look back and see that that thing is dead. In the name of Jesus, that situation is dead. In the name of Jesus, if you are the one, shout, yeah! Yeah! Hallelujah! None escaped. None escaped. Don't joke with God. Don't joke with God. When He takes over, the situation becomes over. You see, not a single person was left to even live to come and fight back again. Everybody was completely wiped off. Don't play with God. If you are fighting somebody and the person, you know the person has a God, who is Jehovah God, don't mess around with that person. Don't mess around. I said, don't mess around. It's because we don't know the kind of God we are. That is why we allow situation to take care. But today, by virtue of this understanding, as you lift up your voice in praise, the enemy will never have his way. Is somebody here with me? I feel it is the right time for us to move in praise. I wish I can give you more. But the Lord takes your battle and fights for you. How? By the instrumentation of your praise. Now, what is the proof? Let me just understand. We are going to go very soon. What is the proof that God is fighting your battle? What is the proof? The proof that God is fighting your battle is the peace and the rest you have in your spirit. Let me tell you, praise. You see, is when you are frantic. I'm saying, I know. When they're ready, I don't know. If you obia, the whole poor assembly done so. Now come my A2O. Now all to a year, but your own with that. In praise, there is no fear. And where there is no fear, there is faith. So praise is an expression of your faith. Anybody who praises God has faith in God to deliver. Are you with me? Yes. So we must come to understand this, that whenever we praise God, God takes over. And the proof of our praise, of God taking over, is the peace and the rest we have. You come at rest. You come what? At rest. Unya buto yemusun kubi. Praise doesn't give room for complaints or pointing fingers or blame game. No. Full assurance. Peace within you. Peace. Say a whom be to. The Red Sea. Am I right? No explain the word stand still. Because in 2 Chronicles, he said the same thing. To stand still doesn't mean that be inattention. At ease. Attention. It is not to stand in attention and be mute, like many of you know in school when the national anthem or the pledge or whatever, the president is coming and all that. Somewhere, somehow, it has a connotation. Because when you know that a greater person is coming, you must give him way. But the word stand still means praising. And I'll prove that to you next week. Amen. I'll prove that to you next week for the sake of time. Now, as they were standing still, they were not just standing there limp like that. Then he said that be at peace. Be at peace. Don't fret. Don't move. Don't worry. Be at peace. For the Lord shall fight for you. And he shall hold you. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the situation, in the midst of the frustration, stand still. This month, the best tool or weapon that I can give you for your victory is your praise. Just raise your hands to the Father for a moment. I don't know about you. There is more to share, but I think I have to rest and pause here. Be called. Come on, love on him. Oh, for the next 5 minutes, I want you to join me. Come on, be called.
Be called.
Munina yo
Jina
Jina. I know where she was here. Come on,
Eraja.
Come on, forget about your trouble now.
Yeah.
Somebody dance to it.
He's driving every attack away from you. Every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack. Come on, Lepayarararos. Come on, Natobelebe Sharaba. He's taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over.
He's taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over. Come on. Raise your hand. Surrender everything to him. You cannot fight this battle. You cannot fight this battle. Lord, take over my battle. Some of you, after this, you are going to feel an inner peace. There will be a rest in your spirit. There will be a rest in your spirit. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. There is peace in your spirit now. Assurance that this battle is over. This battle is over. This battle is over. This battle is over. Some of you have been battling for 9 years. You have been battling with a particular sickness for 5 years now. That battle is over. You are battling with relationship for so many years. It is over now. You are battling with delays. It is over now. You are battling with disappointment. It is over now. Because when God takes over, the situation becomes over. God has taken over. God has taken over. Every delay is over. Your waiting is over. Your waiting is over. Your pain is over. Your sickness is over. Your delays are over. Your disappointments are over. God has taken over. God has taken over.
God has taken over. God has taken over. He has taken over. He has taken over. He has taken over. He has taken over. Any confrontation in your life, he has taken over. Any difficulty in your life, he has taken over. Any trouble in your life, he has taken over. You don't need to fight. You don't need to help yourself. You don't need anything to do. He's taking over.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.